This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Hello, everybody. This is Nath Valvo, your fourth favourite gay comedian. You know, there's only one radio show I love having a sneaky wang to at the traffic lights, and that is this show, Hide and Seek, with Dean and his apprentice, Andrew, who's very, very attractive.
That's very good. That's very good. That's very good. That's very good.
Thank you. I like that when you said wank, you mimed a wank.
I know.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Andrew, the apprentice here. Dean Beck over there. We are joined now by two of the community members of Vic Leather. Good evening, guys. Andrew and Jack.
Good evening. Howdy.
Jack, you're a new addition to the Vic Leather team as vice president. Why?
I've been involved in the leather community at some level for quite some time now, primarily coming from a kink background, and wanted to start putting back into it. So when Vic Leather was formed, a few years ago now, I became a part of it, and as I continued to develop my leather skills, I decided it was time to put back in, so I joined the committee.
And you've actually just been to a workshop this evening, so I imagine those skills are things that forever we continue to learn.
Yeah, I'm very much a believer in passing knowledge back down to people, so if I can't learn it, I can't pass it down, so I'll attend as many workshops as I can.
That creaking you hear is Jack's leather jacket, actually.
Shall I remove that?
Or no, not at all.
You're
it's
right.
Quite a nice sound effect.
Okay. And Andrew, you're secretary of Vic Leather?
Yes, the naughty secretary.
Naughty secretary.
Well, you know, there may be a presidential scandal later this year. I don't know.
I'm not sure what that means.
He hasn't sat on my knee.
Yet.
Soon. So, of course, Vic Leather, this coming Saturday, is holding their second annual meet and greet.
We can.
Yep. So, what's it all about?
Well, we've done our first meet and greet, and that's when, shortly after we formed as a committee, we thought it was a good idea to kind of get all our members together so they could meet and greet each other, and they can meet the committee as well. So, it was a good opportunity to get everyone in the same spot, have a couple of drinks, have a couple of laughs. Guys and girls can come in gear, out of gear. And it's just a nice casual way to meet. And this is our second year of operation, so we've come a long way in the last 12 months.
And it is open to all genders, all sexualities?
It is. It's open to guys, girls, absolutely everyone. We would encourage people to wear gear, but it's not a requirement to get you through the door.
Now, as you said, you've come a long way, but it hasn't been without some challenges. Vic Leather's gone through quite a few tough times in the last 12 months.
We have. We've had quite a few. We started as a committee of nine, and I think managed to go down to as far as a committee of five, and then had wonderful people like Jack come on board with us, and we're back up to a committee of nine. So we're in a much stronger position, and we're doing some great things.
So all members should really come along on Saturday.
We would really encourage it. We'd love to. We've got a really strong member base now. We'd love to see absolutely all of our members there, and not just our members as well. We'd like to see people who are thinking about leather, people who are talking about it, people who are a little bit inquisitive. This is a great opportunity to come out and see what it's all about, see who we're about, and ask some questions and, kind of get in there.
Because there's lots of stuff happening on the day that allows you to explore your interest in leather.
Yeah, we've got a couple of shows. We've got door prizes. We've got some great prizes from our sponsors. It's fantastic.
We'll get into the finer details of those a little later. But Jack, you mentioned earlier the importance of passing down that information. You can only pass it down to individuals who are willing to put themselves forward to learn.
Absolutely.
And providing a space for newbies, for want of a better word, to come forward and to learn and connect to the community is a really important thing to do, but a challenge for some people to make that first step. What would you like to say to those people?
have faith in what you really believe in. You know, if you really feel that you want to be part of the leather community, join it. Just there are wonderful, wonderful people as part of the leather community. Doesn't matter where, what part of the lifestyle you want to be a part of, join it. Go along to things like our meet and greet or our gear up and meet people that are very, very like-minded. Anyone that comes along to us will always give you the time of day. We'll always talk to you, point you in directions. Doesn't matter what part of the leather lifestyle you want to be a part of.
Andrew?
Yeah, look, I am...
You're a young fella.
I'm a young fella.
But you've been a part of this community for quite some time.
I have. I kind of got interested in leather when I was about 22, and that was roughly about 8 years ago. So, and to be honest, some of the people I've met through the leather community are the kindest, warmest, most welcoming people I've met in my life. And that's here in Melbourne, but I've been to the States and I've been to Europe, and I continue to find the same thing. So... come along, come and explore. It's not a lot of people. I was a whole range of emotions when I
put yourself back as that 22-year-old and making that first step was, I imagine, not easy.
No, it wasn't. I was a whole variety of emotions. I was excited. I was scared. I was nervous. I was a little bit, you know, I had butterflies. And to be honest, but then it was somebody who kind of came and said to me that no one is going to make you do anything that you are not comfortable doing. You are in control, and you take it as far as you want to. And that was really good advice because, look, without that kind of advice, I may not have taken my first step and I may not have been where I am today. And to be honest, leather has kind of changed the person that I am today. I'm a lot more confident as an individual.
And the diversity of the community is fantastic, isn't it?
Oh,
it
really is. Yeah. You have people... Yeah, sorry, Jack. No, go on. Oh, we have people from all walks. We have people who are, who have high-ranking executive jobs coming, you know, and then people who come from all parts of Victoria coming in getting in there.
And you've got, not just the gay and lesbian community, but also straight members as well.
Definitely.
The Vic Leather community is not only made up of the gay boys and the lesbians. There's a very large heterosexual, primarily kink community out there that really likes to follow that leather lifestyle as well. They do come from the kink community initially,
mm-hmm.
but they really value the true values of leather as it comes from back.
And as you were saying, there is a very strong sense of community.
Absolutely, yeah.
And brotherhood.
Indeed.
Sisterhood.
Brotherhood, sisterhood, yeah, very much so.
Andrew, your sexual expression, for want of a better description, is one that some might judge might look at in some judgment. Do you find that in amongst the leather community?
Yes and no.
Define it for us, if you would.
Well, I don't know. I personally like to kind of wear my sexuality and what I'm into on my sleeve. When I kind of got into leather, I was, I thought it was kind of like a fetish for me, so I kind of kept it aside. But now I wear it proudly.
Hmm. And that's what I want to share with our listeners, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I now confidently call myself a leather man, but depending on my mood, a leather boy. It's taken, well, obviously a couple of years to get there, but I'm now wanting to, and that's why I'm part of Vic Leather, is because I want to encourage some of our younger guys and girls to come out and explore what we're doing because...
And give them a space to do so.
And give them a space to do so because without some of that encouragement that I received 8 years ago when I was 22, I may not be here.
We are speaking with Jack and Andrew. They are here talking about the meet and greet this coming Saturday, which will be at the Laird Hotel. We'll be back with more right after this on Hide and Seek.
Hello.
Hello, this is Nath Valvo.
And I'm Reece Nicholson.
Do you know what, Reece? I love being spit-roasted by two men in the Joy studio, don't you?
Same. I like watching too.
And out of all the people here at Joy that like to spit-roast me and Reece at the same time, there's only two that we come back to year after year.
Do you mean Dean and Andrew? Right, okay, yeah, I didn't know. There's a few of them.
No, Dean and Andrew. Hide and seek.
Joy, 94.9. I totally forgot what the frequency was. I was like, 94.9. Try that again, sorry.
G'day, everybody. This is Nath Valvo.
That's right. You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We're joined by Andrew and Jack from Vic Leather, talking all about the meet and greet coming up this coming Saturday at the Laird.
Now, there is some interesting entertainment taking place this particular Saturday at the Laird Hotel, not the least of which is a head shave at 4 p.m.
Yes, of our vice president here, Jack.
This one.
Jack, you're going bald.
I am, yes. I've been bald for quite a while.
You've got quite a head of hair at the moment.
Okay. And that was the reason for growing it back, because many people thought that, like a lot of elderly gentlemen that shave their head, that it's to hide the bald bit. But
not in your case.
No.
Jack, what did you call it on what was the event? It's called Get Back at Jack.
Get Back at Jack.
Get Back at Jack. We're pleased to announce that we'll be getting back at Andrew the Apprentice at 5 p.m.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Well, see, a couple of weeks ago during our radiothon show, I said if we raised a certain amount of money,
which we didn't.
Well, we got close enough, that I would get some piercing done.
Thanks to our good friends at Piercing HQ, Andrew is going to be permanently disfigured.
Well, yes. On stage at 5 o'clock at the Laird, I'm getting my nipple done, first ever...
Left or right?
I asked the same question.
Now,
and
I know,
won't tell me.
I know that, going left or right does mean different things, obviously.
It does.
But
does it
mean different things in for your nipples, though?
Well, I don't know. I've got both.
Hey, can we get this clarified before 5 o'clock on Saturday?
I will.
Well, I personally think if you get one done...
You go to the left, don't you?
Well, no. If you get one done, you get the other one done. Otherwise, you're going to be lopsided.
Oh, okay.
Walking.
And I'm told if you don't get them both done at the same time, you'll never get the other one done.
This is true.
Right.
Well, okay. We'll get the left one done first and we'll see what happens. So, yes, that's happening thanks to Piercing HQ. You've got a heap of other demonstrations happening though from the Vic Leather sponsors as well.
Yeah, we've got some shows coming up. I believe is it Marquee?
Marquee Desard.
Marquee Desard doing something.
They're putting on a show.
Yes.
We're going to have, I believe, one of our community members is organising a spanking booth.
Yes, we have a spanking booth.
So I don't know how that's going to work or what's going to be happening, but hey. If you're up for a spanking or if you like to be spanked, then...
Or like to spank somebody.
There's going to be a booth there for that.
Right.
So you can have all your spanking needs taken care of.
A bit of slap and tickle going on at the Laird.
Indeed. Who doesn't love a spanking?
And you've got, apart from those we just mentioned, you've got also Licorice Desard and Eagle Leather coming along and doing stuff.
Definitely.
And having displays or...
Yeah, they'll have some of their gear on display. And we've also got Down and Dirty, who are also one of our sponsors, are going to be there as well.
So, lots of information, lots of demonstrations. You can get your hands dirty.
Indeed.
One man who likes spanking.
They've given me a measly 15 seconds to inform you of my new website, mantherapy.org.au. It's a place where men can go to tackle man life problems like sadness and anger.
Spanking.
I'm Dr. Brian Ironwood. End transmission now.
And sort your shit out.
See, he likes a good spanking.
Indeed, and he sounds like he's like sorting his shit out, apparently.
He does.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
So you can do that from what time on Saturday?
I don't think we actually have a time set up for that. I think it's going to be all day.
The spanking booth is going to be there all day, but meet and greet number two is from 2:30 p.m.
You can spank Andrew's left tit.
Maybe not.
Yeah, no, maybe...
Maybe not mine.
The Apprentice.
This one.
Yeah.
Well, my tits...
Secretary Ian.
My tits are going to be on display, so...
and that's the thing.
It's only going to go down here from here.
Although it is all genders, it's you're welcome to wear whatever you like.
Yes.
Indeed. Yeah, we encourage people to come out. If they have gear, wear gear. We love gear. If you don't have gear, come along and learn about gear.
Just remember there are all genders.
All genders. Indeed. Correct, yeah, so, you know, kind of maybe... keep your bits and pieces inside.
Yeah.
But look, I'm depending on the weather, I was kind of motivated to wear my chaps.
Yes.
Chaps. Yeah,
I thought you said keep your bits and pieces inside.
Well, maybe the front bits. The front bits and pieces.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Where can we find more information?
You can find more information on our website, which is www.vicleather.org.au.
Oh, and there's a Facebook event,
and
I think Laird's got some stuff on their website
The Laird are very kindly hosting us for the afternoon, and so thelaird.com.au.
And this has come through from Nurse James. Definitely get both pierced at the same time. Not only does it look much better, you will be able to do it and not regret it. There you go, Andrew.
That's it. Okay.
Andrew and Jack, thank you so much for joining us on Hide and Seek this evening.
See you on Saturday.
See ya.
Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice with you. This is Hide and Seek on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.